David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 53. Well, you know what they say about peas. I've just come back from Sainsbury's. Oh yes, fasten your seatbelts, folks, it's going to be one hell of a dollop. I've really hooked you in there with that opening sentence, haven't I? Oh, damn, I've got a mountain of things to do before bed, and I really don't have time to read David's dollop today. But that opening sentence really caught my eye, and I'm suckered in. Although I'm rather freaked out by the fact that I'm now reading my exact thought process word for word, meaning that David has somehow preempted what I was going to think before I thought it, including this bit. How can this be? Oh, I've got some spaghetti bolognese in the fridge from a couple of nights ago that I could have for tea. That'll be quick and it'll mean that I can get on with the things that I... Hang on a minute, my mind drifted off for a few seconds there, but yet David has somehow predicted that I would do that and think about spaghetti bolognese. How is this possible? I'm sure that everyone else reading this just assumes that it's a bit of a rubbish joke from David that's gone on a little bit too long, but they're not the ones caught in the middle of this, having your thoughts read before they've even happened. How long will this weird thought reading routine gone for? Does this prove that everything that I think and do is predestined? That David Eagle is God? I must break the spell. Maybe if I switch off the computer, somehow I'll be free from this weirdness and my thoughts will be mine once again. Okay, I must force myself to stop reading this, despite its strange hypnotic powers, as I see my own thoughts presented as text on a blog. But I must be strong if I am to break this spell. I must shut down the computer. Okay, start menu. Shut down. Okay. Good. Windows is shutting down. As I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted by my own weirdness, I've just come back from Sainsbury's. Being blind, I asked someone working in the shop to help me get the things that I need. Today's lady had seemingly never seen a vegetable before, nor most of the food that I was buying. She'd never heard of a spring onion before, had no idea what a courgette was. Cherry tomatoes seemed to completely bewilder her. I've heard of cherries, and I know about tomatoes, but I didn't know you could buy them as one. I wouldn't imagine it would taste very nice. She also had an unusual way of conversing. Even if she didn't really have anything to bring to the table about whatever subject had come up, she nevertheless valiantly and enthusiastically tried to join in. She asked if I was going anywhere nice this year. I told her that I'd be going to Australia shortly, and Canada later in the year. At this point, she enthusiastically declared, "Really? Wow! Well, I actually used to know someone who went to Canada once, and said it was very nice." There was a bit of a pause before she added, "So, yes." Granted, her "so, yes" wasn't as enthusiastic as her opening line about the person she once knew going to Canada once, as if she'd realised that actually her fact wasn't really that interesting or unusual to warrant the amount of enthusiasm that she'd supplied it with. However, in fairness, you could argue that I'm now spending my time writing about what the woman said in a bid to try and impart a reasonably entertaining anecdote for a blog, which is arguably worse. At least this woman probably knew that her comment and our conversation was just throwaway and unimportant, whereas I am analysing it and writing about it in a blog. So who's really the weird one here? The answer is her. Definitely her. My favourite line for hers came when we were looking for peas. "Well, you know what they say about peas," she said. I didn't know what they said about peas, nor did I know who they were who were doing the saying. But when I pressed her for more information, she just giggled and said, no, it's okay, never mind." I continued to press her on the issue. She'd piqued my curiosity, but she just giggled and said that she didn't want to say. But I couldn't let it go. I told her that she couldn't just come out with an incongruous line about peas and then refuse to supply further information. Why did she mention this peas thing in the first place if she wasn't prepared to talk about it? Was this some secret code? Maybe she was part of a secret society who demonstrates they're a part of the secret society with the line, "Well, you know what they say about peas." At which point, if the other person responds with the second half of the agreed sentence, then they prove that they are also part of the secret society. Maybe, "Are you going anywhere nice this year?" was also meant as a demonstration of secret society identity. Perhaps I'd inadvertently answered correctly when I told her that I'm going to Australia and Canada, and she had given the appropriate response in return, which might explain why what she'd said didn't really make much conversational sense and seemed odd to someone who wasn't part of the secret society. Then I asked for food that she'd never heard of before, and maybe this started her to doubt that I actually was one of her own, and so added the comment about the peas as a test. I put all of this to the shop assistant, but to be honest, I think I'd lost her about the time that I said incongruous. If you'd never heard of a cherry tomato before or a spring onion, then a non-colloquial four-syllable word wasn't probably in her lexicon either. I began to realise that I was now at the point that I probably should let the whole peas thing go. She clearly didn't want to tell me, and I think that she might have started getting a little bit intimidated by my insistence that she told me. I was also getting a bit irritated because I really wanted to know what the bloody hell she was going on about. I think I was letting my irritation visibly manifest itself in the form of me twirling my cane around in front of me, which might have looked a bit threatening. She just kept nervously giggling and refused to tell me. "I don't want to say it's rude," she said. I thought that I might have cottoned on to what she was referring to. "Are you suggesting that peas make you fart? Is that what you're driving at?" I think I was sounding a bit like an austere father, berating her immaturity. The actual reason for my annoyance and incredulity was because I was disappointed if this was all that the last 2 minutes of interrogation had been building up to.
"Yes, yes," she giggled. "Peas, peas, good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you..."
She... And then she giggled some more, as ably demonstrated there by me, in place of the word fart. "I've heard that poem being said about beans, but not peas," I replied. There was a pause. Her giggling stopped, and then she said,
"Oh, yes, it's beans, isn't it? Not peas. After all that."
Although in fairness, peas do have similar fart-inducing properties as well, so her variant of the traditional poem does technically work. Later on, she asked me what I was making for tea, with all these exotic vegetables. I told her that I was simply roasting them with some chicken, fresh herbs and spices. She sounded very impressed. I asked her what she was eating tonight, and she said that she normally ate fish fingers or sausages. "So, probably that." "Well, you know what they say about fish fingers and sausages," I said, and then began to nervously giggle.
"No? What? What do they say?"
No, I can't say." I increased my nervous giggling.
"No, come on, I want to know."
Okay. "Fish fingers and sausages. You really are a chancer, as eating them significantly increases your risk of cancer. Fish fingers and sausages are bad for your heart, but at least on the plus side, they don't make you fart. Although, actually, they probably do." I didn't say that last bit, obviously. I am a nice person. Or at least, in person, I am nice. I'm rather judgmental when I'm writing about people in blogs. In March, I will regale you with tales from my exploits in Australia. But for now, it's stories about shopping at Sainsbury's. Back tomorrow. Who knows what excitement will ensue, my friends. I must go and get this chicken out of the oven. Otherwise, all those exotic vegetables, such as courgette, will go to waste.